Take hold. Engage. You are now entering the Cerebro Podcast. Joke of the day. What did my mom say when I told her I wanted to be a comedian? I know that you want to do stand-up, but I'd rather you sit up straight first. Thought of the day comes from mental health advocate, author, creator of the If You Can See Me project, and TEDx speaker, my friend Erin Mahone. It is not our job to stay so small so that others can stay comfortable. Words can sometimes feel like labels. Recently, I was reading one of the notifications from my phone from the dictionary. The word of the day was indispose. It means, number one, to make unwilling or opposed. Number two, to cause to feel ill. Number three, to make unfit or disqualify. That is literally negative body language. Language like that can cause people to get in a really weak disposition. It is no wonder with language like that, people with disabilities are thought of as broken. A disability is not a sickness. And a disability is something that can be managed on a daily basis, just like or similar to high blood pressure. Wait, maybe my blood pressure is raised because I'm still thinking of the word indisposed. The wording indisposed brings back thoughts of other positioning. Growing up in the 1980s, besides the positioning of my crutches, I remember the Atari video game Pole Position. It was a racing game where the player tried for the best qualifying time before a race. The words from the announcer still echo in my head. Prepare to qualify. It was easier to steer with a joystick and make sure that I kept up and competed against the computer. It also reminded me of the steering and veering I had to do in the school hallways as I kept up with my classmates to avoid crashes. The video games crashes were much easier to recover from. Pole position and power poses with crutches was something I struggled with in the 1980s. French philosopher René Descartes asserted, "I think, therefore I am." Logically, the way you think has a direct impact on how you are or how you feel. But it wasn't until 2012 when social psychologist Amy Cuddy did a TED Talk on the importance of body language and positioning that people realized the power of positioning. She wondered if our body's positioning could change our minds. She researched with animals and people studying powerful and weak positions. She discovered that when people expand or spread out their body, they feel powerful. When people feel small or weak, they contract or fold up their arms or legs. She said the expanding pose releases hormones like testosterone, which also increase confidence and risk-taking. In a weak pose, the body releases stress and fear hormones. Now you may be asking, what does that story have to do with disabilities? Well, in the middle of her talk, she shared that she was in a car accident at the age of 19 with a traumatic brain injury. She grew up before then being defined as gifted. Then after the car accident, she felt entirely powerless. You can watch her full TED Talk. Here's an audio clip.
So I want to start by offering you a free no-tech life hack. And all it requires of you is this, that you change your posture for 2 minutes. But before I give it away, I want to ask you to right now do a little audit of your body and what you're doing with your body. So how many of you are sort of making yourselves smaller? Maybe you're hunching, crossing your legs, maybe wrapping your ankles. Sometimes we hold on to our arms like this.
What is one or two ways that you can expand your body or mind to create more power? Now practice some power poses as you prepare to qualify for your next task or challenge. My best power pose is leaning on my crutches or leaning forward into my next step. Now you may be asking, what if I can't change my power pose? Then you can change or fracture the dictionary by changing either the word or the meaning or both. Indispose equals use whatever powerful device or tool you can use to create your own disability pose. A couple of other options are you can trade tears for fears and shout, let it all out. These are the things that I can't do without. Come on, I'm talking to you, come on. Or you can listen to the I'm Awesome song by Spose to develop a swagger of a cripple. The song does have adult lyrics. You can redefine pose into P, position, O, one, S, self, E, engaged. Position oneself engaged for any occupational or physical therapist out there. You can help your client develop a power pose also. Here's a final message from Amy Cuddy.
Do it enough until you actually become it and internalize. The last thing I want to leave you with is this. Tiny tweaks can lead to big changes. So this is 2 minutes. 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. Before you go into the next stressful evaluative situation, for 2 minutes, try doing this in the elevator, in a bathroom stall, at your desk behind closed doors. That's what you want to do. Configure your brain to cope the best in that situation. Get your testosterone up, get your cortisol down. Don't leave that situation feeling like, oh, I didn't show them who I am. Leave that situation feeling like, oh, I really feel like I got to say who I am and show who I am. So I want to ask you first, you know, both to try power posing, and also I want to ask you to share the science, because this is simple. I don't have ego involved in this. Give it away, like share it with people, because the people who can use it the most are the ones with no resources and no technology and no status and no power. Give it to them, because they can do it in private. They need their bodies, privacy, and 2 minutes, and it can significantly change the outcomes of their life. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed the third episode, and thank you for letting me be a voice inside your head. You can listen to the show on Podbean, iTunes, and Google Play. You can join the show Facebook group at The Cerebral Podcast. You can email the show at thecerebralpodcast@gmail.com to send questions, comments, or ideas for the show. And remember to be vulnerable, be accountable, and be respectful to yourself and others. You can be the biggest variable in your life when you take ownership. Now, take hold, engage in your world. You are now leaving the Cerebral Podcast.